Cumtown 3. This one, we already... Okay, so...
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Cumtown.
Cumtown 3. This is the big one, guys. This is the pressure's on because, you know, we got a huge shout-out on NPR and on...
That's right. Terry Gross.
Terry Gross.
Shouted us out on
More
Fresh
More like
Air.
Terry Gross-looking bitch, dude.
Hey. Take that, you fucking short hair, haircut-having-ass bitch.
Yeah. No, we recorded a backup one in case we couldn't do this one, and it came out as garbage.
It
Adam ruined
dick.
It. We had Adam come back, and he ruined it. He wasn't talking in the mic. He wasn't paying attention.
Just trashing Adam.
Well, I mean, that's how
can't
I feel.
Can't defend himself.
I mean,
at
it
all.
Was partially my fault, but, you know, I blame him, too. So this is the third one. We got... Dan Soder is our guest. Which you're the real guest. You're the first time this we haven't had a, like a real guest for.
Oh,
Adam
man.
Doesn't count.
Why doesn't Adam count?
He's just our friend.
You know, he's
a friend. You know,
he's guest like third mic on the show. Anyways,
you're gonna get a lot of train in this podcast.
I love it.
That's the fuck train,
guys.
The
we are
train. The train
live
to Pussytown.
At the top of the Empire State Building in the new Anthony Cumia Studios.
We are live from the Baba Booey Studios
in the torch of the fucking
you get
Statue
there
of Liberty.
You just the button to get to the new Anthony Cumia Studios is just an N. And you press that one.
Did you ever hear that Russ Maneev joke where he's like, did you guys hear that story about the Asian delivery driver getting trapped in the elevator for 4 hours? He couldn't find the R for Robbie.
Classic.
That might be the best joke I've ever heard.
Yeah.
I think so.
Russ Maneev is hilarious.
Yeah. We should quit comedy.
You guys all want to quit right now?
Yeah. Let's do it. You want to play WWE No Mercy?
Fuck. Yes, I do.
Do you have that? I haven't played a wrestling game since like 1998.
Well, guess what? This one came out in 2000, right around that same time. No Mercy on 64.
That's right.
Oh, yeah. That I probably played it. Yeah.
Okay. Well, how about this Sunday? Why don't you bring your ass over here and jump in the mix with Stav's new character, Admiral Sex.
Admiral Sex is my created character.
Name. Dude, create a wrestler and create a skater. That was the greatest innovation in video games.
Are you talking about Tony Hawk?
Tony Hawk,
The only thing better than create a skater was turning off gravity, where you just do $49 million
points. Oh, yeah, you do that, and then, like, what's the point of even playing the game at that point? Like, I would finish, and then the score would be going off the screen. I'd be like, yeah, it was a good afternoon.
Couldn't you buy, like, jean shorts or something?
You could buy different stuff.
Right.
I remember mine in American Wasteland. I had like a blue genie guy that had a parrot on his shoulder.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, we used to get super high off really terrible pot my freshman year of college and then order dominoes. And then we would try to see who could get the most points in one trick.
Yeah.
Because if you did the thing, what's it called, where you keep the balance
rail?
Going?
Manual.
If you manualed off of like a trick and then you got to like another.
Yeah, you could keep those chains going forever.
Yeah, so we'd get to like 49 million, 50 million.
Yeah.
And it would be like when someone would fall or fuck up, it was like ice skating.
Yeah.
It's the only way it'd feel like someone would fuck up and we'd be like, oh! It would be like heartbroken. You'd cry. Oh, it was so bad.
Me and my friends used to play the first one. And it was like both it was so easy. We had it down to like muscle memory to where you hit like start and then reset or restart the fucking like immediately. And we had like a 5 second rule, like within the first 5 seconds, you could restart.
Yeah.
And you would just sit there and it would be two people playing and whoever loses, you pass off the controller.
Right.
But on that first like warehouse level where you double back around and like grind on that half pipe and then do
and
the
then
wall
come
ride.
Back down into the
it would fuck it up every time and so we would sit there for like 45 minutes being like dude if you fucking restart one more time
the school in the there was like a bus stop that was on like Tony Hawk 3 that we would play. And I'd always put on Ace of Spades.
Hell yeah, dude.
And I'd just be so high.
My favorite line in that song is when he goes, and don't forget the Joker. He just like, that's another. And by the way, there's another card that's cool.
What about the Jack of Hearts? Yeah. I'm playing poker. Hey, Lemmy.
I'm glad he's dead.
Whoa.
I'm sorry. Is that too far?
Lemmy's
dude, by the way, we are in some heavy train time.
Yeah, it's back. Every time you hear that train, a woman is coming off of the train to fuck us, guys.
I love that there's always a train running when I'm trying to have a conversation and never when I need to ride the train.
Yeah.
Should I do that? Is that a good bit?
That's a good one, dude.
Yeah.
That's a really good bit.
Yo, I'll be on there. I'll be trying to get on that train, yo, and then it ain't ever there when I need it.
Have you ever noticed
this? That's a good
bit,
too.
Yeah. You like that?
I don't know if Dundalk guy would make that observation.
Yeah. I ain't never been on a train. Too many different kinds of Mexicans on there, yeah. They got too many different types, yeah. Too many flavors, yeah. I know about Puerto Ricans, and I know about Mexicans, and that's it, yeah. I ain't learning no Uruguayan motherfuckers, yeah.
It's always funny when they have, like with dumb shitheads like that, always have, like one or two really funny lines.
Oh, yeah.
Because then you're like, how dumb are you?
Yeah. Clearly. Well, that's Walt, basically. Remember...
Walt Ostrowski. Oh man, yeah, yeah. So we bring up like I don't want to call him a shitty comic because for where he is, and
yeah, he's shockingly talented.
He murders. He fucking murders.
This Dundalk, just Walt Ostrowski, bro.
Yeah. The guy looks like a fucking Twitter egg with a goatee. If you put a goatee in the middle of the Twitter egg.
And then you give him a Ravens hat and camo Ravens pants.
The first time I met this guy, we did a show together at in Federal Hill at some bar, one of those Color Me Funny shows.
Oh, yeah.
And I go into the he used the bathroom before me, and I go into the bathroom after him, and he had taken a shit and not flushed.
Oh.
And it was just steakums floating in the toilet.
Yeah, I'm just going to do it like it's at my house. I'm going to do it house style, take a dump. And but now, hold on. Not only did he not flush, no toilet paper next to the turd. So he just had shitted and then...
He went dry?
Yeah.
That's a lot of confidence.
I'm going commando. That's not what commando means, Walt. Yeah. I'm going to do it Rambo style.
Oh, hell yeah.
How did you not call this podcast The Baltimore Boys?
The Baltimore Bad Boys.
Because Cumtown is the best podcast.
Yeah,
name.
We wanted to have a lot of
also, the theme wasn't
going to
be Walt Ostrowski every single yeah. fucking week.
It should be, though. You guys should do a fucking homage to him
a
every
deep
time.
Dive. We do get pretty deep into a shitty Baltimore comedy.
Yeah, we did. We mentioned Tom Myers on the first one. We apprised a bunch of people of the great Tom Myers.
Oh, yeah,
Myers.
Dude. If you know about Tommy Myers, we won't cover it now.
We already did that one.
Yeah,
but
I'll
he's
call.
One of the best, dude.
Yeah, Tom might be the best shitty comedian.
Oh, yeah.
Time.
I put him up against anybody shitty comedian. Was there anybody in, Denver?
I didn't start.
Oh,
you started
in Arizona,
Tucson.
Right? Yeah.
There was this Mexican dude that was from the South Side that he'd just get up at the open mics and he'd go, "Yo, white people, they always be, speeding. And he would murder. He would murder. And he wouldn't be saying anything. I think his name was Smiley or something.
Yeah, of course his name is Smiley.
He goes, "White people always just I fucking spit." And it would fucking annihilate. Dude, it would annihilate.
They always have names like Smiley, and they always have airbrush t-shirts.
Oh, yeah.
Smiley, Spider just got shot, isn't it?
Dude, there was a spider where I grew up. He was like that, but he was like a... So here's the weird thing about Denver. It's Mexico, but only 200 years of whiteness.
Right,
so there's a lot of Mexican
over
people
top.
There. And there's a surprising amount of black people in Aurora. Oh, my door's opening.
What do we got?
Oh, hey, guys. But there's this kid, Pueblo is like a huge Mexican city in Colorado.
Okay.
Pueblo, Colorado.
Really?
And this kid, Jerry Garcia, moved to Aurora when we were in middle school. Mm-hmm. And he was like straight, stereotypical cholo, like blood in, blood out. Had the unibrow, hair slicked back, always wore wife beaters. Was oddly muscular in eighth grade.
Yeah.
Like man body in eighth grade.
Yeah. Those kids had hit puberty at like 4.
And he had a mustache. He had like the little shimmy mustache. He was like super into like fingering girls. Like, it was crazy.
Yeah, what am I into yet? Fingering girls.
No, but he'd be like, "Dude, I'm telling you, man, like Laura's pussy gets all wet and shit." And I just had a big head and I was like, "I want to see boobs." I just want to see their boobies. Their lady parts scare me.
Yeah, dude, there were these kids were just talking in gym class in eighth grade and they were like talking about fucking a girl and I was just like, I was doing the cartoonish like leaning over way too close. They were talking about sex and they're like, "Hey yo, he listening, he ain't never fucked, yo." And I was just humiliated in gym class. I was like, "Whoa, no, I'm not listening, I'm not, I've never." And the girls laughing at me like, "Yo, he, you dude, ever fuck, yo."
It's so like, it's funny when you see like a lot of black dudes are much more liberated sexually than white dudes. Like, yeah, I ran a train with that on that bitch, and then the guys would be like, I would never be in a room with another man.
Yeah, but then they're homophobic.
Yeah,
in
that's
ways.
What's
they're
weird.
Like, I don't eat pussy because the penis went in the pussy at one point.
Like, but you were touching your boy as you banged.
Yeah,
balls were clacking together like one of those fucking. Yeah. What are those machines called? Those endless motion, perpetual motion machines.
Wow, dude, that's such a smart reference.
The clacking, like, balls clacking like those are pretty funny.
Oh, those things. Oh, the Newton
machines.
Newton,
yeah.
Balls, yeah.
Yeah, I remember in sixth grade, this girl, Mikey L, Biggie just came out. Ready to Die just came out.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like 11, and I was like trying to be cool.
Yeah.
But I still wanted to go home and play with my X-Men action figures.
Of course.
Like, I was, like, waiting to get home to be like, I'm going to set up a fort on the stairs. Oh, I'll probably turn the couch into Magneto's lair. Don't know if I'm really
did
gonna...
you Did you actually, like, do that with the action figures and toys? Because I remember, like, toy commercials as
Hell
a kid.
Yes.
The kids were always, like, setting up scenarios with the toys. Yeah. And I'm like, who actually does that?
My dumbass.
Really?
I did, too. Hell yeah.
Yeah. I didn't even have that. I didn't do action figures ever. So but I can't imagine. I didn't have an imagination.
Well, I think you did. I just think you have the emotional reins of a lizard.
That's true.
Never...
Your action figures just murdering each other. That was the whole thing.
Yeah.
It was just a trial for a murder that happened. You didn't even get the joy of, like, smashing your action figures into each other. You're just doing, like, a high-ranked, high-pressure, OJ-like trial of Wolverine. All I'm saying is, if the blades do not come out of his hands, he clearly did not do it.
He's just shredding the glove with his claws.
There you go, bub. But I was in sixth grade, and Mikey L was like, I did that thing where, and this is a life lesson I should have learned that day, but it didn't stick until I was about 28. But I go, oh yeah, that new Biggie album. It's awesome. And she goes, is he a person or a group?
And I go, oh.
Got me stuck.
Oh, so you were just because
it was Notorious B.I.G. and I was like, "There's no indication of singular or plural." I was like,
"She said, is he a person though?"
I know I'm dumb. No, she goes, right. "Is that a group or a person?" That's what she said.
Oh, she was checking you.
Damn.
Yeah, she checked me. She caught me. I go, "It's a guy." She goes, "Okay." And I go, "That's the right answer." She's like, "You don't know Biggie." I was like, "No, I don't know."
Look,
Biggie.
Can I please finger you?
I just want to go play with my X-Men. But then, when Jerry Garcia moved into town, and he was fingering all those pussies.
That's right.
One day in eighth grade, my best friend Byron was like, "Hey, Jerry Garcia, where's the rest of the Grateful Dead?" Wasn't even a good zing.
Right.
Yeah.
But you just don't disrespect like a young cholo like that.
Yeah.
Dude, he lit Byron up with like six punches quick. Like, turns out he was fucking a Golden Gloves champ out of Pueblo. So he just fucking blasted him. Everyone was like, dude, the two toughest kids in my school that were Mexican were both Golden Gloves fighters. And they were like John Casados and Jerry Garcia.
Jeez.
One time there was a straight mini race war where this black dude named Carlton, who's in prison, get Carlton out of prison.
Free Carlton.
Free Carlton, Carlton, everybody.
Jerry, or John Casados, it was John Casados, Carlton, and this Asian dude named Solomon. And they all fucking fought. And everyone was like, this is crazy.
It was a three-way fight?
Yeah. But
really?
It was like all minorities.
Yeah.
Well, then
the white teachers
can't
just
step in. They don't know what to do.
They can't.
They probably orchestrated it somehow.
They didn't like me because that day I wore a fucking crown and I just sat at the edge and I did the sideways thumb and then I gave him the thumbs down.
Yeah.
They're like, yo, man, I feel like this white dude's controlling all this. That's my evil intention. Race wars.
Do you think different minority groups would team up if there was a real race war?
Oh, yeah, Patrice has that bit.
Does he?
Yeah.
Whoops,
he says,
my
like,
bad.
So you're a hack.
Yeah,
so
I am.
Way to be a hack on your
hack.
Own. But no, I think it would...
I'm deleting this one too, dude. We're getting Adam back. We're bringing Adam back.
Bring Adam back. I think it would be, I think it would be like Asians would go with white people.
Mm-hmm.
Mexicans would go...
Mexicans would team up with the blacks, right?
Yeah. I think Mexicans and like Indians.
Ooh, no. Indians...
That'd be 50-50. You don't know which way they go. Because, dude, I'm in Midtown. I see a lot of, like, young Indian kids, and they're just, like, they act black. Like, they drop
the
N-bomb.
They do
shove,
it. They act black in the
they
way.
They drop the N-bomb.
They act
push
black in the way the white guys
white.
Act black. See, we don't have wiggers anymore. Indians stole that from us.
Yeah,
so they're,
they
like,
culturally appropriated
stole
our
that from
cultural
No, because they... Indians, because they're all their families are like affluent. All their families are like doctors that make, you know, millions of fucking dollars. So they're rich kids. All the Indians are rich kids. No, pretty much, dude. Like the average income for like an Indian family in America is like $100,000.
Nice.
That's the average.
But
they stole Wiggerdom from it because there aren't any more. They don't have them.
Dude, I don't know, man. I think you got to go.
You got to go to the stronghold. Yeah.
Dude, I'll tell you this. Northern California, like Podunk, Northern California.
Yeah.
Like, oh, some good Colorado trash.
But yeah. I mean, like a guy that's like, one of those guys are still.
Very few. But
no, but you're right, though. As a culturally, there's way more Indian dudes doing that right now and just Indian people in general. South Asian, I would say.
There was a kid that I remember from middle school that would walk around with like a very affected pimp limb. Like that from class to class.
Remember, there was a terrifying white kid.
People were like, that's just how he is. That's his thing.
There was
and
a
it's
kid,
like, I guarantee you he's not doing that now at whatever bank he works at.
I don't even want to say this guy's full name because he was legitimately terrifying.
Yeah.
His name was Andy, and he used to wear, I don't want to say his full name, he wore Afro Sheen in his hair. That's how big of a wigger he was.
Yeah.
Straight up. All, he'd be like, what's up, dog? But he was also a live wire.
Yeah.
That's why when Chappelle put out Killing Him Softly and he did that joke.
Yeah, the joke about,
let me tell you about
that,
the most dangerous motherfucker in them groups.
Mm-hmm.
Immediately I thought of Andy. I was like, yeah, I know who that is and that he's fucking crazy.
Yeah.
Dude, Spider, we were talking about Spider. That's how it all got started.
Yeah.
One night, me and my friend Mike and Byron are sitting on Mike's driveway, right? And we're just hanging out. Suburbs, upper middle class neighborhood.
Right.
Middle class to upper middle class neighborhood. Straight up suburbs. And we're sitting there, and this fucking Cadillac just comes rolling down and takes a hard corner. And Byron goes, I think that's Spider's Cadillac. And I was like, yeah, but where's Spider going? He was going up the street towards our friend Joel's house. All of a sudden, the Cadillac just fucking turns around, flips a bitch, and starts driving towards us. And we're like, well, this is kind of getting weird.
Right.
Fucking across the street, over the street, up the driveway. We're like, ah! We just take off, go around the side of the house. To Mike's house, jump the fence, get into his house and shut the sliding glass door and lock it. And fucking Spider and Andy are just at the door, fucking beating on it. We're like, and
then why were you afraid of them?
Because they were going to kick the shit out of us.
For what? What did you do?
I don't know. They just started running at us. Dude, broke out at us. We were going to stand there and be like, let's figure out what's going on.
Right.
These two dangerous dudes. And they chased. Obviously, they were going to try to fuck us up.
Holy shit.
Us in the backyard. Dude, that was. It was so crazy because it was one of the things where I ran in the house being like, yeah, we didn't have to do that. And I looked and I was like, yeah, they were there.
I, there was like this guy that was like a wig that I remember when I was a teenager.
A wig.
Yeah. Because that's, you know, you get to say that word. So yeah. I want to fucking.
You're really going to, get your money's worth out of it.
Yeah, definitely. So, no, but he's like a dumb guy that had like a great line.
Yeah.
And it's still one of the funniest things I've ever heard. We're like sitting around like a table and these two girls were talking about like IQs or whatever. And one of them was like, well, my IQ is 120. So that's like really smart. And the other one's like, oh, really? Because mine's 121. You know, and they're like doing that back and forth. And this kid who's, you know, white bandana, white fitted cap, you know, like big white T-shirt. Where they dress like black guys, but then the clothes all have to be white. Like they have like the white Air Force Ones.
So it makes them all look super pale.
Yeah. Well, they have to match their skin tone. They just do like a fucking, you know, like where they take like Sub-Zero and make him Scorpion.
Yeah.
So they look like a black guy. Like they just change to do that. Where it's like the alternate outfit. Yeah.
Where you were like,
Mortal
oh, dude,
Kombat.
Check this out. This guy's got a white guy filter. Oh!
Yeah. Yeah, so he's sitting there
light
at the
blue
table.
Too. They like a lot of light blues.
Oh yeah. Carolina blue, baby. He's Star Heels.
He's sitting there at the chair, like as completely slouched as possible, with his like pants basically pulled down to his ankles, like he's fucking, you know, just as relaxed as possible. And they're talking about IQs, and he goes, "Man, I ain't even gonna bring my IQ up because y'all wouldn't even believe me if I told you." And I was like, "What's your IQ?" And he goes, and he's like. 472.
What a dipshit.
Dead serious.
What a dipshit.
472.
What a dipshit.
I was like hyperventilating. Yeah. I thought, because they delivered it in a way where it was like the funniest fucking
thing. Was he trying to be funny? Or was he
no, he was dead serious.
Oh, yeah. All those dudes.
He was dead serious.
All those dudes thought they were so smart.
Yeah, no, he was going to. I remember he was always like, I work for BMW, man. I make six figures. I work for BMW. And he was a, like a detailer at like a BMW dealership.
That's so funny. I totally forgot about those kids that would brag about adult stuff.
Yeah, there was
this white girl who was a wigger. And she reached out to me on Facebook.
Nice.
Because she saw
recently?
Yeah, she saw me on Showtime. And so she was like, oh my God, you doing things. And I was like, you're in your 30s.
Yeah.
You're still doing this? You're in your 30s. She was like, hot. I'll show you a picture of her. She was hot, but she would just fuck with like thugs.
Yeah,
hardcore thugs.
Right.
And she, we were in math class, and it's so funny you bring that up. People just straight lying. She go, yeah, my dad owns Bally's. And I was like, what? Yeah.
Did that company go out of business?
Yeah.
But this was back when they were like kind of the hot thing.
They kind
of
were
like,
the hot gym for their
She goes, yeah, my dad be owning Bally's. I was like, why do you live in Aurora? Yeah. And she was like, because my mom's from here, my dad wants me to like grow up like my mom. It's just like dumb shit like
that. Yeah, always a lie, always a bullshit lie.
Yeah, my friend told like a fucking great lie when we were like teenagers. He goes, I wasn't there for it, but he told our other friend, he's like, yeah, when I'm like high and shit, I can like understand German.
That's hilarious.
The language.
I can't speak it, but when I'm high, I can understand. He'd never taken German. It's just the similarity between English and German.
Dude, so I used to love, you think about all those like shithead middle school, high school lies that you would tell?
Yeah.
Dude, we were using my mom's old 4Runner to take out trash cans.
Mm-hmm.
Hell yeah, dude. My first car was a fucking Chevy Blazer, and we would set up in the Pizza Hut. There was a Pizza Hut connected to like a fucking Giant and a fucking just a shitty strip mall in Dundalk, actually. And we would just set up like shopping cart obstacle courses, and I would just smash through shopping carts in the fucking. And
how fun is it?
Yeah. It's the most fun.
Once you get through the actual thing of like, oh no, I shouldn't be doing this. Yeah. Once you've committed to smashing shit with a car.
Yeah.
So we had my mom's 4Runner. I didn't have a car. I think my car died or something. So we're driving around, and I was like, hey, we should take out. I thought it was funny. I was like, let's take out these trash cans. So it was like, boom.
Yeah.
And then it just became the whole night's activity.
Of course.
We were just like running shit over. But we were trying to push a porta potty over. We were trying to push it over, and then we drove by it, and I like tried to push it with my hand, but it fucking didn't. It just jammed my hand. And I go, oh, I broke my arm. I broke my arm. And my friend Joel is recording me on his camcorder. It was back in the day at camcorders. He goes, I don't think you broke your arm. And then like 5 minutes later, he lost the videotape, but we watched it as adults. 5 minutes later, he's sitting there and goes, hey, Soder, has your broken arm? I go, shut up. I didn't break my arm. It was one of those lies where I was like, no, guys, I really did. I broke my arm.
I'm not fucking around, guys.
I definitely didn't. Dude, yeah, fucking middle school kids' lies.
Yeah.
Oh. The bet that actually
the car thing, I kept doing that into my 20s.
Really?
Yeah. Me and Jake Flores. Jake used to have this piece of shit Ford Focus, and I had like a shitty 96 Explorer, and we would one time Chris Cubis, another comic, he had to like move.
Yeah.
And so he's like asked me and Jake to help him move, and within 30 minutes of helping him move his stuff, like one of us just dropped something and it broke.
Yeah.
And then we were like, ha 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 ha. And then we just started trashing all of his stuff in his like former apartment. We like took his bed frame and threw it through the wall. And like Chris didn't give it. We were just drunk. You know, it was like noon. We were trashed. It was Wednesday. And we were doing like a bit. We were like, this would be a funny sketch. It's called like Quality Movers. And they just destroy everything. But there's no camera, so it's not a sketch. We're just trashing.
Just destroying shit.
And so he had this old computer monitor, And we're like, I'm taking the thing over my head and throwing it at, you know, the wall and shit and smashing holes in the wall. And we're throwing it all over the parking lot trying to smash this computer monitor. But so CRTs, those like cathode ray tubes.
Yeah.
The screen is like an inch and a half of glass.
Yeah, those old computer monitors are thick as fuck.
They're hard as shit to break. But inside, because the way those things work is it's this like gun that shoots electrons at the screen real fast. And that's what makes it light up. And, you know, it's like precise. But so it's got to be a vacuum on the inside. So when you finally break that screen, it fucking implodes.
Oh,
and
shit.
It's like a really cool thing to see. So, you know, and I know that. So I was like, we got
to. I had been in that previous situation.
Yeah. So I'm like, guys, we got to destroy this thing. And we're trying all these ways to get it to smash and we can't do it. So eventually we took like just the cord to it and tied it to the back of Jake's car. And then I was like riding it and he was just driving it through the fucking parking lot and I fell off and he's like going around corners and smashing it into like fire hydrants and shit. But we were like
22. What finally did it?
I think that did it. It like hit a curb and it popped and shit and it was kind of underwhelming. Chris had another TV. Chris had like a 36-inch CRT.
Yeah.
That we moved into the apartment me and Chris moved into.
Yeah.
With the intention of we're gonna fucking destroy this thing at some
point.
Right. And there was one night I was drunk and I was like, either I'm buying PS4 or a shotgun from Cabela's so I can shoot this fucking TV. And I ended up buying the PlayStation, which is still a waste of money. But
I don't know. I think the shotgun, you would have done that.
I would have killed myself. Yeah. I would have done the TV, and then the next thing would have been
Or you would have hit someone with a buckshot.
Yeah.
And been like, I don't know. Now you have to do a comedy benefit once a year for your friend that's in a wheelchair.
Because
you decided to play Sarah Connor and try to do a one-arm cock of a shotgun.
Which is the one that you spin?
No, wait, man. That's a repeater.
Yeah, a repeater.
You don't want a repeater.
Yeah, yeah. Do the
You'll
spin
fucking
thing.
Blow your goddamn foot off. Best case scenario.
Yeah. We had fun.
That
man.
Was, yeah. Those stories of the fucking... The alcoholism days are pretty hilarious.
Yeah.
Austin.
No, I want to start drinking again just so I can make this kind of decisions. Man, I got pulled over one time. I had to like fly back to see my family for Christmas. It was the day before Christmas Eve. And I went out to a bar with like Joe Stats and I had like 9 beers. And I got, me and Jake had fought the night prior to that. So I had like a giant black eye. And I had 9 beers, and then I took a beer. Somehow they just let me take a beer with me from the bar,
nice.
Which is not, I don't know. So I'm driving, and Joe's trashed too, and I'm like, I have like a tall boy on my lap. And then I pass by this cop, and I'm like, immediately I'm like, fuck, shit, fuck, you're a cop, fuck. And then the cop's following me. I'm like, shit. And then I like, there's a red light, and I like pull halfway into it, like while the light's still red. And I'm just like fucking up. I'm like, God damn it. And then Joe's like, just take a left here, take a left here. And he's like, you know, in my ear, and light turns green. I turn left. I've turned left onto like a divided highway. So I'm like going the wrong way down a divided highway. And Joe's like, just jump the curb. Just jump the curb. And I'm like, no, man. I'm like, I'm fucked, you know? So I'm like, I'm going to jail, and I fucking just pull off in the first side street. I put my hazards on, and I'm like, I can't believe this, dude. I'm fucking.
Wait, the cop light lit you?
I pulled over first before he could light me because I had fucked up. So I put my emergencies on. I just pulled over, and I was waiting for him. And then, I threw the hazards on. I'm like, I'm going to jail. I'm fucking going to jail. But then the cop pulled up behind me and threw the hazards on. And then, like, somehow he comes to the window. I'm like, I can't believe this shit. And I roll down the window, and the cop's like, hey, how you doing tonight? I'm like, yeah, I'm real sorry about that. And then, like, me and Joe were just, we did, first of all, a lot of it is just white privilege. But, immediately I was like, yeah, fuck, I'm sorry about that. I'm driving him home. He's giving me directions, and he's fucking trashed, you know, or whatever. Yeah. And Joe's, like, screaming already, you know? He's, like, just hamming up how drunk he is or whatever.
Yeah, cool.
And I had given the beer in my lap to Joe beforehand. He just poured it on himself and crammed it under the seat. So the cop's like, okay, so you know why you're pulled out? I'm like, yeah, obviously. He's driving the wrong way down the thing. He's like, okay. He's like, have you been drinking tonight? And I was like, I had, like, 2 beers, you know? I was like, I had one with, like, dinner and then another one, you know, just right before we left the bar. You know, but I'm not like drunk or anything. He's like, okay, well, can you get out of the car just so I can make sure all that smell is coming from him? I was like, yeah, sure. And then still in my head, I'm like, I'm going to jail.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so the cop brings me around behind the car and he's like, just hang tight for a second. And then he like talks.
She goes and just beats the shit out of you. Yeah. I'm going to whoop your drunkard friend.
So they talk to Joe and they come back over to me. And the cop looked just like David Bowie.
Oh, weird.
He looked like a butt, like a Jack David
Bowie.
Like a cop David
Bowie. He's like, Major Tom, the ground control.
Yeah.
We've got a couple of black guys wandering around the back of the bank.
Young Americans. They were black and they were driving.
Yeah. And they deserved it. So this cop looked just like David Bowie, and my drunk part of my mind is like, tell him he looks like David Bowie.
No.
He'll think that's like cool. You'll ingratiate yourself to the cop. He's gonna be like, oh, for real, man?
I love the star child.
Luckily I didn't, you know. He was like, okay, like I do smell alcohol. He's like, you only had two drinks, and he's like, are you telling the truth? And I was like, yeah, it was two. It was like one with dinner and then one just now. He's like, okay. He's like, I do smell a little alcohol in your breath. I don't think you're lying to me. You know, if you'd said you hadn't been drinking, then we'd have a fucking issue. But, you know, he's like, I'm going to let it slide. So he's like, what you want to do? And he, like, brings me back to my car. And he's like, you just go around here, you know, take a right. And then, you know, make sure you get on the right side of the road, you know, coming around. I'm like, all right, thanks. You know, and then he, I'm like just sitting there with Joe. I'm like, holy fucking shit. I can't believe that worked. And as I was saying that, the cop was like, he was back at the window. He's like, yeah, you forgot your ID. You know? And I was like, thanks, man. You know?
Yeah.
And I really have no idea how I got out of that one.
Holy fuck.
Yeah.
I was, when I was 16, I was 17, we did mushrooms.
Yeah.
Me and my buddy did mushrooms and we ran out of cigarettes. We just ate the mushrooms. We were like, we're going to need cigarettes. Because when you trip, when I used to trip in high school, I used to love to smoke like two packs.
You must have been cool as hell.
Oh, dude, I was so much pussy. Actually, I wasn't. I had sex once in high school, and that was it. But
nice, dude.
Dry fucked a lot. So
I came in my pants a lot. We figured that out. That's what first base is. It's a walk if you come in your pants.
Oh yeah, I walked.
It's a walk.
Lot.
Yeah, yeah.
I walked a lot.
I didn't fuck at all.
But we we ate. We both ate an eighth of mushrooms,
mm-hmm.
but I ate mine first. Probably 30 minutes before he did. And mm-hmm. I ate it. And then he came over and ate his. And I was like, yo, we gotta go get cigarettes. And he's like, all right. But his mom dropped him off. He's mm-hmm. like, I don't have a car. I was like, drive my car. We'll go get cigarettes. He's like, all right. So we're taking like this back way.
Yeah.
Something. And I'm like, oh, I'll take it right here. And he runs a red light, like barely runs a red light. Fucking cop right behind us. We're like, fuck. Pull us over. That's how I knew the mushrooms started working, because the red and blue lights on the inside of my car, and this is like dusk, so it's just starting to get dark, and it's like they were like hitting each other, and I was like, oh man, and he's like freaking out. My buddy Mike's like, I don't know what the fuck I'm gonna do.
Right.
I'm like, just wait. So it's a lady police officer comes to the door. I'm like, Miss Officer, I'm so sorry. This is my car. I'm planning on drinking tonight. And so I wanted my friend to drive it just so I could make sure when I was sober that he could. And I was just like mushroom talking.
Yeah.
Just like, she's like, okay. Can I see both of your licenses? And I was like, yeah. We both give her our license. And she's like, okay. And then goes back and we're melting down. Mike and I are melting down.
I'm
like, dude, I can't go to jail on fucking mushrooms. I'm going to fucking die in there. I can't do it. And he's like, dude, it'll be all right, man. I don't know. Like, they're going to take my license. Like, she better not look at my pupils. We're waiting for like 5 minutes. It's starting to get fucking pretty, like, what are they doing? Are they calling for backup?
Right. Yeah,
you just don't know. Mushrooms. Yeah. And she comes back and she just hands us both of our licenses. And she goes, you boys are having the luckiest day of your life. There was a shooting that we need to report to. So you guys are good to go. And
get out of here.
He drove away and I was like, oh, fuck.
I'm so glad that 4-year-old got shot today.
Yeah. It's, apparently there was something at the Batman movie. You're like, yeah. Thank you.
Aurora, baby.
A town.
Yeah, that's what it's known for. Yeah. It's James Holmes.
Yeah, James Holmes, who's, by the way, not even from Aurora. He's from San Diego.
Oh, why was he there? Yes. Just for the shooting?
You would rather. No. Yeah. He heard it was a really nice shooting theater.
He's like, I heard the acoustics is awesome. The bounce off of a sawed off. Really. I want to do my live album.
You ever see those theater chains that are, it's like, I think they're called Tinsel Town. And they have them in Texas. These like ridiculous movie theaters with this fucking. you know.
I like to think of it like shooters do shootings like they're doing an album. Yeah. Like, where are you going to do your mass shooting? He's like, I was thinking about Santa Barbara. But I feel like that's hack.
Yeah.
I want to do Colorado. Like, a lot of good shootings there.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, you know, it's like Columbine's the classic. How am I going to outdo Columbine? Yeah. I don't
Dude,
know.
But
what
it's not
you
about outdoing it. It's about doing your own thing with it. It's like playing with it, you know?
Maybe dress up like the Joker.
Yeah.
That's what's so funny. I could not stop laughing at that when.
What?
Well, the Joker thing that, you know, yeah. The shooting happened and it's like, yeah, he thought he was the Joker.
but that shows you so he was a med student at the University of Colorado, and the University of Colorado built two hospitals in Aurora to kind of like build up Aurora.
Mm-hmm.
Aurora is like it's a dilapidated suburb.
A little methy, you
people say? Not really. It's just kind of, it's like, you know, middle class. It's the evaporating middle class.
Gotcha.
The lower middle. It's which.
It's like, have you ever seen the movie Suburbia with Flea?
No.
It's this like early 80s. Like, it's in the same vein as River's Edge. If you've ever seen River's Edge.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's got Flea in it when he's 16.
Okay.
It's just these like punks in suburbia.
Yeah, that's basically what
it is.
But
it's all worn down. Like, all the houses are vacant and shit.
Yeah, they're not like, close to vacant. Like, now.
It's just not what it used to be, type of thing.
You could tell it was super nice in the 70s.
Right.
All the architecture, you're like, this was really nice in the 70s. Right. That's weird about, like, we all live in New York, like big cities. You watch, like, I've watched all these old buildings come down and new buildings go up. And they try to update it, but suburbia motherfuckers just keep, especially in Colorado, they just keep moving where there's untouched land.
Right. Yeah.
They're like, oh, we'll just build. So you can actually see the decades.
Right.
Especially
in
Aurora, where you're like, oh, this was big in the 80s. This was nice in the 90s. This was nice in the early 2000s. And now it's like, you know, the McMansions.
Oh,
so it's like starting to move out. So, the University of Colorado brought in hospitals to like stimulate the economy of Aurora. And James Holmes was like a medical student there, and he was—I think he was either schizophrenic or bipolar, but he was off his meds.
He's an agent of chaos. He identified.
What if he was the Joker the entire time? We're like, this guy.
They should get him for the new movie. I mean, let him out of jail, because, like, to be honest, he was the best Joker. Heath Ledger was good, but
like
James Holmes was
I'm still sticking Nicholson. Nicholson's like, I want to go meet the guy. I want to see how he did his role.
If a guy shot up the movie theater acting like Jack Nicholson, he
thought
he was Jack Nicholson.
Yeah.
Yeah. God damn it, Chief, I'm going to kill all of them.
Yeah. Why don't we broaden our horizons? Lawrence? Are you playing Bat Dance?
Carol the Waitress meets Simon the Fag.
He's playing Bat Dance while he's shooting them. He's got his own boombox.
Lawrence? That's all they hear before he starts getting shot up. Party man! A new man in town! Yeah, there was like that was super fucked up. So I gotta make good to bring Aurora back into the spotlight.
Yeah, dude, and you're doing it. You're killing it right now. You just had the special drop.
You did
album drop, special drop,
and you're on the award winning Paul Giamatti show.
It hasn't won any awards.
Oh well,
I hope it does.
I just thought that was just a thing you say about things.
Yeah,
I didn't realize. I didn't.
No, you don't think you don't realize those are based on actual things.
Some kind of independent spirit award or something.
Yeah,
bullshit.
You gotta have. And if
that'd be cool.
Paul Giamatti is an award in and of itself.
Yeah, he's
like a little trophy.
I've won the Paul Giamatti, which is a handshake from Paul Giamatti.
Good to see you, Dan.
That's my Giamatti.
I don't like it.
Dan, how's it going?
He's just an asthmatic nerd.
I'll tell you.
I am always about to have a heart attack.
That's Paul almost Giamatti. A Richard Nixon meets Paul Giamatti.
Yeah.
I'll tell you why I like him so much.
Yeah.
Besides him being a super nice guy, at the premiere, Judah Friedlander was there, and Paul was saying hello to everybody. Then he saw Judah and lit up. He was like, Judah! Yeah. And I was like, anybody that likes Judah Friedlander that much,
yeah,
I'm way on board with.
That's great. Any famous person, any super famous.
He's a litmus test. Alec Baldwin and Paul Giamatti.
Oh, yeah.
Alec Baldwin, this guy, do you know Phil Burke? The kid that does, he does like mics and shows around New York. But he did some bar show on the Lower East Side, and Alec Baldwin was there. And he's like, I want to make you famous.
He said that?
Yeah. And he's like, he gave him his like agent's info. And like, Phil was like beaming. He came to cabin afterwards. He's like, yeah, I can't believe it. And he's still just doing mics. And
he's just never heard from
2 years
Alec
later,
Baldwin.
Nothing happened.
I did a movie with Alec Baldwin, and I got a picture. And that's
nice.
All I wanted.
Yeah.
That's great.
I don't do pictures, ever.
You never ask for pictures?
Well, because they're celebrities. They make me look like shit. Why would I want a really shitty picture of me?
You know why I wanted a picture with him? Because he was so nice. I was going through a breakup, and he just sat there and talked to me about it.
For really?
Dick.
Dude, we...
Get out of here.
We ate a plate of french fries and gossiped about girls.
Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah.
Wow.
How have you not told this story before? Yeah. I can't
it. Was
believe
awesome.
It.
He like sat there. He's like, she wasn't for you. He'd say stuff like that. Where he goes, I'm telling you, someone got in her ear.
Dude, how much more does advice from Alec Baldwin land than from like even your best friends?
My
your best friends could tell you
my
something.
My dead father could come back, and it wouldn't be as much as Alec Baldwin. By the way, talking about it, here's the weird thing. He was talking. He was like, you know, I went through a tough divorce in 2000. I want to be like, yeah, Kim Basinger.
Yeah, we all know about it.
Everybody knows about
it. You
that
called
too.
Your daughter a rude pig. Also, we
rude boy. You called your daughter a rude boy.
Yeah, be real, Alec. Yeah, boy.
But it was so crazy that he was just like, here's what I'm going to tell you. Don't get married before 35. He like just told me all this awesome stuff. And I was like, yes, Alec
Thank
Baldwin.
You, Alec.
Well, I feel like that applies if you're Alec Baldwin. Because Alec Baldwin at 35 was right around when he started, you know, swelling. You know? Like he became like a very...
Oh, you're saying when he was like
physically.
Super handsome.
Dude,
he used to be a beautiful man and then something happened. Where
he's still a good-looking older
man.
He's killing it for...
He's good-looking, but he has that thing where like some guys just start to expand. They never get fat. They just take up more space.
Right. Yeah, it looks like they're taking on water.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Is there a leak?
The way a corpse does. It's like Alec Baldwin like was on some boat that disappeared and then he washed up on the shore 6 months later.
Are you a gypsy curse?
Yeah. Were you almost enslaved by pirates, by Hong Kong pirates?
Hong Kong pirates.
Yeah.
We are not African pirates. We are Hong Kong pirates.
Listen to me.
Listen. I am not an African pirate. I'm Hong Kong pirate.
I live with
Hong
those
Kong.
People. I live with all Hong Kong pirates. There's a dumpling
Is that what
place.
You call Chinese people?
Yeah. Hong Kong
what
pirates.
A great name. What a great name. Well, me and my Hong Kong pirate.
Yeah. The grandmother doesn't speak any English at all. So
does
I
she
mean,
like you?
I could call her Hong Kong pirate. I don't know.
That's also a great band name.
Yeah.
Hong Kong pirates.
Yeah.
Dun, dun, dun.
Yeah. And then I have to open every show with. One, two, three, four.
They got a hype man that just plays the gong.
I think I'm too Japanese.
The beginning and
that's
the show.
So woke.
But yeah, I can't tell if she likes me or not.
I love being woke.
Nothing on this podcast is woke. We don't do any kind
We're
of
We're the anti-woke
things.
Podcast.
Yeah.
You should call it the Asleep Podcast.
Yeah, my girlfriend.
The Sleepy Boys.
Yeah.
Sleepy Boys.
We ain't woke. We ain't never going to be woke, bitch.
Yeah, we Sleepy Boys.
I'm on Xanax. I'm using slurs. I'm using slurs. I'm on it. The guy
Your boy on Ambien.
Telling stories about white privilege. Get me out of conflict with the police. But I'm acting like it's intelligence.
You know what I hate is wiggers. I can't explain why, but there's something about them that pisses me off,
just,
man.
Just why would you? They're just traitors. I see them as traitors.
Yeah, they're
Sleepy
traitors.
Boys.
The Sleepy Boys.
Sleepy Boys. Yeah, no, I can't tell if the Chinese people I live with like me or not because the language is so harsh that like you like I love you in Chinese is like bang out.
Yeah.
Bing ba.
He rip your face off. Oh, but it was so tender. Oh, no, very no tender. He say he no like you at all. He find you to be disrespectful. Yeah, no one outworks immigrants. Like, you live with an immigrant. If you live near immigrants, you're like, that guy works.
Oh, yeah.
I remember this dishwasher I worked with at the restaurant. He was from Ghana. His name was Lasaw, and he wouldn't sleep.
Yeah.
He was this African dude, and he would like always brag that he never slept. I'd be like, Lasana, where do you sleep? He'd be like, I go to a park, I lay down for 10 minutes on the bench. I go to my next job, and then I come here. I was like, oh my God, I got 6, and I am beat.
For energy, I crush spider in bowl and drink blood.
I don't know if you know this, but I take the vapor from the dish machine, and it gives me power. I am like a locomotive.
Yeah.
I am steam engine. I burn it.
It's just, he only gets tired when he can't find albinos to eat.
Yeah.
To kill albinos.
I consume the whitest people in order for me to be the king. I am the king.
Yeah, no, it's because immigrants don't know about happiness yet. It's yeah. there. It's always there. I'm the shitty yeah. kid.
I think it's, I don't think it's happiness as much as immigrants don't think they're worth. Well, or they don't feel entitled to being uncomfortable.
They don't feel entitled, and it's also like if they're a straight up immigrant, like less of the culture is really for them or accessible. Like, what is the old Chinese grandmother I live with going to do this weekend? Go see the new Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles movie? Yeah,
maybe.
She's going to go see Lady Ghostbusters?
Yeah,
that's not going to happen.
I don't
She's
think it's called Lady Ghostbusters.
It's called Lady Ghostbusters.
It's not a fucking
it's called,
college
it's called,
team.
Hey, it's called Miss Ghostbusters.
Yeah, Ghostbusters.
Miss Ghostbusters.
Sorry, I got Ghostbusters pronouns wrong.
Yeah. It's okay. Yeah. Don't worry, it's the Sleepy Boys.
Yeah.
So you don't have to be woke.
Yeah.
But also it's that thing of like, I think even children of immigrants in an American thing is you think you have the right to not be uncomfortable. So when you're uncomfortable, you're like, I'm uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Right, and you
right,
take
right.
that as like pain. What? Where like immigrants work like 100 hours and their hands are bleeding
yeah,
from
yeah,
their
yeah.
being dry. And they're like, well, that's not pain. That's
yeah.
uncomfortable.
Right. Yeah. It's funny because, I mean, I live in a tenement with this Chinese family.
Yeah.
And it's close quarters and the hot water's off all the time and they have no recourse. They can't. I mean, I've complained to 311. It does nothing. And they just have to live like that. They do all their laundry in the fucking shower and they live off pennies. And
so when you're planning on moving out?
Well, that's the thing is like I'll tell people about it. And like even Ari was like, yeah, human beings aren't supposed to live like that. And it's like, but referring to me, I'm like, no, plenty do. Plenty of, them do and they're fine with it.
How I
they're
live.
Like, how do you do that? It's like, well, I mean, the Chinese do it. And they're like, yeah, but then, you know. They're different somehow. They're not people. And, you know, it's funny. I love, but because it's on the Lower East Side, is there's all these, like, you know, people, like, tourists will come and they'll go to the Tenement Museum and go on walking tours of the Lower East Side. And they'll be, like, walking past Chinese families that live in the Lower East Side. And they're like, yeah, can you believe how hard immigrants used to struggle in this neighborhood? But, I mean, like the good kind of immigrants.
Yeah. Not the kind that had the soupy language that we don't understand.
Like, you know, the suspender mustache guys, the organ grinders, the kind of immigrants who like to romanticize. Not
remember the guys that used to wear paperboy hats?
Yeah. Not the ones that spend all their time squatting and smoking illegal cigarettes. It's contaminated with fucking Chernobyl radiation. Yeah.
Russian old Moscow cigarettes.
Yeah, yeah. Not those kind of immigrants.
Boiling chicken hearts?
Yeah. Nah, but they do it. And I mean, I actually like have a lot of respect for them.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they've been like super cool. They kind of almost like my heart melted when the FBI came to my apartment looking for me and I wasn't there and the fucking dad was like, even if they come back, we tell them we don't know you.
Yeah. And you're like, are you my new dad?
Yeah, yeah. He had no clothes on when he said that, too. He was wearing his boxers, eating fish eyes off a plate with chopsticks. And he's like, yeah, we tell them we don't know you. It's okay. It don't matter.
I tell them, fuck off.
Yeah.
You ain't cool
don't
with
me. Paris. We call transporter. Send you to Hong Kong.
Yeah.
We get transporter to bring you back to Hong Kong.
Open hired by your Chinese family. Thank you, Hong Kong. Is your name Nicholas Mullen? Well, here's the deal. I've got about 15 minutes to put you in the back of this BMW before half the triads and the FBI come looking for both of us. So get in right now.
Yep.
Hi, I'm the transporter. We call transporter!
Yeah, transporter!
Transporter!
Okay. I see him right there.
The casual conversation. How you doing, Ling? Yeah, I'll come pick up your boy. Where are we going? Oh, HK. Nice. Hope you don't run into Hong Kong pirates.
That's a trailer for the movie Callback with Jason Statham.
Yeah. It's all callbacks. Yeah, yeah. Something I didn't get from SNL.
How does Jason Statham not have a podcast? That would be the number one celebrity podcast. That would immediately be...
Jason Statham puts together IKEA furniture. it's a frustrating podcast.
You're listening to What the Fuck with Jason Statham.
I just go through the newspaper and go, what the fuck is that? Oh, hey, look. Donald Trump ahead again. What the fuck is that?
Speaking of Donald Trump and British guys, I saw Jeff Leach at Stand Up New York the other night, and he was doing a bit, and his rings fell off.
Did he disappear?
No. It was it was so funny that he just he waved his hand and all of the rings came off and then went into
what's your policy on accessories for comedians?
it counts
as a prop.
Yeah,
and a prop that you
if you have a leather band on your wrist,
you gotta go, yeah. buddy.
I'm gonna gun for you to chop your arm off. Yeah, we should have machetes. Sharia law.
Yeah, wait. My friend Ruby was telling this story one time. She was like, "Yeah, when I started comedy, I like would always have to have my sunglasses on my head because I wanted to be like that's the girl with the sunglasses on her head comic." And I was like, "That doesn't make
any sense. That's not how that works. This is it." You're not a Smurf.
Yeah.
You're a fucking comedian.
Yeah, you're not a tertiary Smurf.
Yeah, you're a fucking...
Sunglass Smurf. Yeah. That's how they notice me. I'm a sunglass Smurf.
Yo, fuck boys. I got to get going.
All right. Yeah, no, normally we do like a break, but that that was like, that's enough time.
Nah,
I
we
think.
Went.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got to go do...
Filled the quota?
Yeah,
I
got to
go do a show I forgot about.
That one went well, I think.
Yeah, that was a good one.
Dude, not we came up with Jason Statham's podcast.
That's hilarious. That I feel like that was good. I don't think we let any of the listeners down.
No. We also created a better name for Cumtown, the Sleepy Boys.
Sleepy Boys.
Yeah, Sleepy Boys. That would be, yeah, the Unwoke crew.
I'm telling you, you could change it now. You're still in the game.
No, I'm not changing it. Do you know how much time I spent on that logo? It looks exactly like cum. If you zoom in on it,
the logo? Yeah,
dude,
there's
a cloudiness to it. I like design. There's like four different layers. Not only is it like embossed, but in different areas, it's lumpier.
This,
so
this is how Dan. You know, Dan's a good friend. He's trying to gently push us to change it. He's not gonna say.
Yeah.
He's not going to say straight up, change it. It's stupid to have a podcast with the word cum in it. He's like, oh, we got a better one.
I think it's smart. I think it's a smart thing to do.
I don't.
Like how maddening it is.
Yeah, but I think you're not going to get people that want to hear this. Yeah. You don't want to hear people talking about cum or fucking.
We're number 25 on the comedy charts.
Oh.
Two episodes. So
I'm not even on the charts. My album is out, though. Go to iTunes.
Yeah. No, let's plug all of Dan's stuff because Dan's great. One of the best comics working.
Thanks,
absolutely.
Yeah, no.
At Dan Soder on Twitter and Instagram, and go buy my album, Not Special, on iTunes.
Yeah, and check out the new special on Comedy Central. Or
I think it's on like when this comes out, you'll be able to download it on iTunes or the Comedy Central app.
Yeah. I mean, I've been like a huge fan of yours since we did that South by.
Thanks, man. That's when I met the girl of my dreams who has a boyfriend, and I think she's married.
Oh, the one with the nice juice that I run.
Yeah. And that's how we end on a cum note. But yeah, thanks for coming, dude.
Yeah,
thanks for doing it.
I just came.
So much better than Adam.
Hey, I like that.
Just reiterate. All right. Goodbye, folks.
Thanks, cum boys.
Kids on the phone.